Welcome to the Franchise Fantasy Podcast.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on.
All right, we got the Marta bus. Where the hell are you?
In Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires. So you've been there a while now. Like, this seems like your favorite spot all of a sudden. Or no, maybe Mexico? I don't know.
I think I still like Mexico, but Mexico's gotten a lot more expensive. All the Americans there.
Okay.
Taking over the place, raising all the prices. Buenos Aires is nice. It's very cheap. I've been tired from traveling so much, so.
So what American time zone are you in right now? Like, what's the equivalent?
It's like one ahead of East Coast.
Oh, okay. So, you're ahead of me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you said you were coming back to the States, what, the holidays?
Yeah, probably Christmas and this day. I did 4th of July, skipped Thanksgiving this year. Stick around here.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you're 2-2. I actually like your team, and going into the season, I didn't. What changed in 4 weeks?
A-chain?
Yeah. Yeah.
If I started in the last 2 weeks, I'd be 4-0. But I think it was a good call, and Justin Herbert is the number one fantasy QB.
Yeah.
After 4 weeks.
That helps. Bye week this week, though.
Yeah. My wide receivers are trash. But I hit on James Cook, so it's a team. We've got players. It's not the best team, but we're in contention.
Yeah. I think you're going to go 8-6, which is playoffs. It's like the 4 or 5 seed. I think that's where I was looking through earlier. I think you're a pretty solid team. You're right. Are you pretty disappointed Garrett Wilson, you know, no quarterback hurts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was 50 draft dollars down the drain after 4 snaps. I'm actually going to start him this week because, I don't know, everyone else sucks too. Jerry Judy's trash. Like, Matt Canada is the worst offensive
player. Yeah.
I watched one Steelers game just to see what was happening. It's just like, I just watch games, but if, you know, I feel like if you're going to, you want to establish the run. The other team knows you want to establish the run, so they stack the box, and you're like, do we audible? No.
Yeah.
Just keep trying to run. And that's like Matt Canada's strategy. It's odd.
I don't know why they don't just chuck it to Pickens. This week with Trubisky starting, although I guess Pickett got cleared maybe, Trubisky would chuck it a little more. He's kind of just that style of a quarterback, just a gunslinger. But the Pickens report, I mean, all his highlights are unbelievable. You should just throw it towards him and let him make plays. But he's another classic Steeler wide receiver where I hear he's kind of a head case. So that's kind of why he slipped and stuff like that.
Those guys make the best receivers. I mean, look at Michael Thomas, you know, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, they do.
Jacinto.
Until they wear out their welcome, though. You know, T.O. always had about 4 years at a place and then had to go. And
you know,
you're
Pickens,
right. If he had a real QB,
1600 yard season in before he goes completely nuts.
Correct. If he had a real QB, it'd be a big difference. Trubisky or Pickens stinks. You know, he's a classic quarterback that came in from college that was like ready to play, like that doesn't look like an idiot, but just his ceiling is so low that like we've already hit it, really.
Yeah, and you have the bad offensive coordinator, so it's.
Yeah. What about have you still been shopping Garrett Wilson? Because I know you texted me a couple times. Like, is there any trade market out there?
No, I think I offered him to everyone. No one wants him. So I've found other things to do with my time.
Yeah, me and Tyler and Nat all not. I texted them separately. Texted about, you know, they both want Waddle or Amon-Ra, and I thought about it this week because my team is horrendous. Like, I'm going to win probably 2 games. Like, I'm just absolute trash with no Chubb. And I was already not good, and then that was just a death blow. So I was texting a little bit. It's just so hard to get trades. I mean, the one trade was, what was Nat's trade? I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like a horrible offer. I forget. But I like Amon-Ra a lot, and I just didn't want to part with him. So I tried to like move it to Waddle, and he wouldn't do it. So what do you think about are you going to stick with, like, okay, Devon, however you say his last name, is awesome. But, like, aren't you worried that it's still a two-back system? Like, is he startable every week yet?
So, apparently he out-snapped Mostert last week.
Okay.
He's been the more efficient running back. So,
maybe he's their one.
Yeah, and I think versus the Giants, like, they're going to be up, like, 28-0 at half. So, may as well run the ball in the second half, and Mike McDaniels likes to run up the score, so I think he's playable. And Mostert's never been healthy, so he might save my fantasy season.
Okay, so you play Nat this week.
Corbin actually made me an offer for him last week before the games started.
Did you think about it?
Bad offer. Yeah, it was Damian Pierce for A-Chain.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I think after losing Wilson, though, like, I need that high ceiling.
The ceiling guy, yeah.
And like, yeah. Pierce is like a good floor.
He'll get you 8 points.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got Nat this week. I actually like Nat's team. I think he's going to go right around your record, I think. Now, is your division the best division?
We're pretty solid all around.
Probably, I mean, right?
Henry's team is falling apart, but somehow he's 2-2.
Wait, holy shit. Dylan has 30 from Fields and 32 from Moore tonight. Oh my dude. So he's playing Groney, and Groney's gonna go to 1-4 pretty much. Like, that guy cannot catch a break. Like,
I mean, I think everyone that's been on the pod is like, I think this is Groney's year. I never liked Groney's team, and I was like, I don't see what everyone sees.
Okay, fair enough. Well, T. Higgins, like, Bengals guys stink this year because Burrow's so down. Jacobs and Connor look worse now. He's starting Curtis Samuel tonight, who has 1 point. Not good. Yeah, I mean, Dylan's team's not very good either, but he's gonna be 3-2 because that's, you don't come back from that. Sorry, butthole. You have anyone going tonight? No, you don't. The Bears with this long week were gonna fire Matt Eberflus, but like, probably not now. But that was the talk in Chicago.
Listen, there's still a whole quarter to play, and the Bears have been on a run of, see how big of a lead can we blow.
So, I know, but 30-14 is pretty big. So are you watching the game down there? Do you get it?
Yeah, I have like some app that gets me all the games.
Oh, okay.
It just cut out, so I can't see it.
On Sundays, do you usually watch football or no?
Yeah, I've been watching Red Zone.
Yeah. What about,
I usually like start off watching Red Zone at the beginning of the year and sort of taper off depending on how my fantasy team is doing.
Yeah, like, that's your interest in football is fantasy related at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go to the bar, is there ever football on or no? I mean, there's soccer on, but
real football. I'm sure there are like some expat pubs. Like, there's usually an Irish pub everywhere in the world that will
play NFL if it's not soccer.
Caters to Americans.
I gotcha.
Would play NFL.
Are you more into fantasy football now, or like back when you were like the true villain of this league, were you more into it?
I don't know. I feel like it's been off and on years. Like, some years I'm really into it. I think like now I don't have a lot going on, so I've been taking it more easy. So I have less to do.
So you're into it?
No. Yeah.
But like the commune years, you were busy running around, and so you.
Probably. I think I won during one of the commune years. I think that's the year I won.
Yeah, you would have been in the commune. Do you miss the commune, or no? You're glad to be doing this travel thing.
I'd rather be doing this. I think that the commute was, it was fun during grad school. And then, but now we moved on.
Okay.
I'm a world traveler.
You're over that life.
This is more fun. Yeah.
I got you. What, speaking of like all the, what do you think about MAGA Kumar?
This is what happens when you move to the suburbs, you know?
Well, he says he lives downtown with a, like a mile, 4 mile walk or whatever to downtown Nashville.
That's not a walkable.
I know.
You move to the suburbs, you lock yourself in, you get paranoid about everybody else, and you talk to your wife about investing. Like, I don't know.
Well, and it seems like he shifted with Elon as Elon shifted. I think that's all it is.
I mean, then Kumar's only going to get worse from here on out because, like, Elon's on a trajectory.
Oh,
just, like, getting crazier and crazier.
Well, and Kumar's in the same boat as Elon. All he does is send me and Corman, like, funny Trump memes. Like, he likes the entertainment of Trump, and so he got into him, I guess, somehow.
I don't know how you, like, I don't pay as much attention to politics, and, like, I used to pay a lot of attention.
Right, yeah,
and
you see.
Trump years, I was like, I'm tired. Like,
oh yeah, just a burnout, just a real burnout of it. I mean, where I work, you know, I live in Akron. Where I work is pure Trump country. You can feel the burnout, even with the diehards. You know, they're burnt out. Even.
Yeah. No. I think I used to be one of the most combative and like
ready to
jump into debate, and now I'm like,
no, you got no energy. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, what do you think about Dirk, like, just loves you now? Like, always says, like, oh, I can't wait to hang out with Marta. Like, how does that feel?
It's like, oh, we got the two singles back-to-back on the pod now. So, like, I don't know.
That's
we're way more interesting than all of you guys now. Like, we're still out there in the dating field. Like, yeah.
I don't disagree. I want to hear about your travels, and I want to hear Dirk's antics, although Dirk does have a girlfriend. We're both in a wedding together, and he's bringing the girl, so he does have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, he said, he's been seeing someone for a year.
Yeah.
I've been seeing someone for, like, a little over a month now. I don't know.
Oh, long term. what's her story?
Longest relationship I've had this year.
Local or American?
Nah, she's Brazilian. She's a med student here.
Oh, okay. So what's that mean? She's like 24?
25.
All right, fair enough.
I think, yeah, I mean, how old's Dirk's girlfriend?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess in her 30s. Like, I'm going to guess. I don't know. I never met her or anything, so I don't know. But I know she's successful. I may be speaking wrong, but I'm pretty sure she's related somehow to Neil Walker. Remember him for the Pirates?
Yeah, kind of the second base.
Yeah, like he's her cousin or something. Like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's a true story because I remember him being at his ski lodge or something like that. So in Buenos Aires, do they celebrate Halloween? Are you going to bring back the priest outfit?
I think it's an excuse to party here. Like, you know, they don't really celebrate it as, like,
okay,
just, like, kids trick-or-treating, but I think, like, people will use it as an excuse to dress up and party.
Would the priest outfit not play well down there, though? Big Catholic area, right?
Yeah, probably not. Pull down.
I say you bring it back. Oh, that's too funny.
It's an easy costume.
Right. Yeah. Do you still have it or no? It's long lost.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally just like the necktie thing. And then you just
you just wore a suit.
Around like a shirt.
Oh, okay. I see.
And then go across.
Did you ever get drunk and wear it out like on a random night, not Halloween? You didn't?
No. It was that year. So that year was Cuck Norris from basketball.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He also went as a priest. And we were talking about, like, we should order, like, every year, like, up it. So, like, next year we're, like, Cardinals or something.
Yes, yes. We
actually go out there and get, like, full suits and stuff.
You're eventually dressing like the Pope or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Where does, speaking of basketball, where does Cuck Norris live now?
He's in New Haven.
Oh, he's still there. Okay. That our basketball draft is like Touchdown Commanders, like not too far away. We're like 3 weeks away. I gotta schedule that.
Oh, shit.
Super League. What was I gonna say? I guess let's get into some like actual NFL hot takes. I don't know how much you've watched, but what are your Atlanta Falcons gonna do? Why don't they switch to Taylor Heineke?
I feel like that's gotta come at some point because Desmond Ridder, we've spent 2 top 10 picks on like Drake London and Kyle Pitts.
I know, we got some talent.
Give them the ball. So
Taylor Heineke seems a serviceable quarterback.
Yeah, I mean he was decent versus for the Commanders.
And I feel like
I think they did with the philosophy. It's like you kind of let a guy go out there and like suck. Because maybe it'll get better.
It's true.
I think people give up on, like, freaking quarterbacks really quickly.
They do.
I just don't see it.
The problem, what I would say with that, is the Falcons, to me, feel a pretty solid team. And, like, so the manageable quarterback would probably win 9-10 games, I feel like. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
They got so many weapons they can't utilize because Ridder's just Mariota 2.0.
What the hell's wrong with the Bengals? Just as easy as it's saying Joe Burrow's right calf or whatever, or no?
Are you asking me Bengals questions?
Yeah. Do you not watch the Bengals?
I don't know. I think they're just going to start slow. They'll probably make the playoffs. They'll come back.
All right. They have 49 points on the season. So, all right. Is it just as easy as the Chiefs are going to win the AFC?
Yeah, it looks that way.
40.
I mean, Dolphins could be sneaky. And
they got beat up by the Bills, though.
I just feel like Josh Allen is so... He's such a gunslinger. Like, sometimes he's just going to go out there and throw 3 picks and they're going to lose. So I just don't see them winning the Super Bowl. And they'll probably... He's going to fuck it up.
Yeah, you got to in the playoffs, you got to be able to put 3 consecutive good games together, I guess, is... What you're saying. Yeah. I got you. All right. Well, that's, I guess, our NFL segment. You're not watching as much as I thought. are you watching your Braves? That's what I was talking about last night. The Phillies won. Now it's Phillies Braves, man.
No, I don't watch baseball at all anymore.
Yeah. Phillies Braves, round 2 of the playoffs. Let's go. Phillies are a ton of fun. Checked out on baseball. Have you gotten into.
Yeah, I don't like to cut.
Have you gotten into soccer living in these countries or no?
No.
Could care less.
Yeah.
Your boy Will is texting me random Paul George clips from his podcast, I guess. That's what Will does all day is sends me and Corman like random NBA podcast clips or gifts.
I'm on a group chat with him and Henry, and like we only hear from him like maybe once every 2 months.
Oh, dude, he texts us all day. Not all day, I shouldn't say that, but every single day he texts us basketball stuff. It's because you're not into hoops with him. He likes that we're his hoops friends. I think you know. Texts me all the time. I don't know what he doesn't give us like life updates. I don't know what he's doing with his life, but. Here he goes. He texted us about Damian Lillard filing for divorce this morning. He goes, big life upheaval. Upheaval. This is what he does, man. This guy's just a hoop.
He's just texting you like he's following all the drama. Like,
yes.
People's magazines.
No, 100%. He likes the off the field stuff. He told us, you know, he never watched college football a whole lot, but he's been watching because of Deion. And then he's been watching this NFL because of Taylor Swift. The guy's big.
I can see that.
That's why he likes basketball, because basketball is the biggest like drama sport. Like the off the court stuff, like is football's up there too, but basketball's the most. Yeah.
I can see him tuning in for the T Swift stuff. We actually we lived together for like a month this year. Came to Mexico City.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Because he can't be in Montreal more than like half the year or whatever.
Yeah, I think he's back in Montreal.
I think he is too, because I can kind of tell when he's in Vancouver because he's just on a different, like, you know, he's like up to like 3 a.m. or whatever, our time. Yeah. I got you. I'll tell you who we don't hear from a whole lot is Hanks, man. Just baby and work and.
I forget. Did I text this to the group? But like when you, because he keeps like representing these like deads to rights, like white collar criminals. Uh-huh. And he's like, we've been trying to like coordinate, like we should meet up and do something. He's like, I think I got like a trial like coming up and it could go longer. And it's like, you know, he's guilty. Like,
right. What are we, why are you putting in so much work? He's guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know.
What, how?
Just make it look good.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Pretend like you're going to give the effort and get out of here. Remember he sent that one where, like, the guy had 60 charges and Henry got him off on 3 or something like that. And he still got
one. He's always good for one.
I don't know. I'm not an expert, but how do his lawyers always seem like just complete idiots? Like, this lady right now with him is, like, insane. It seems like a moron.
I haven't watched the trial, but I feel like Trump makes it work for him, you know? Like, everybody's, there's so much chaos that
it just, like, it distracts from the real stuff, I guess. I don't know. It's like, what my point is, like, it seems like Henry's a better lawyer than most of Trump's, is I guess where I'm getting at.
Oh, he probably is, but that's probably his downfall.
Oh, man.
He's too principled. He works like too hard, you know, like these big time lawyers, like they be doing like 2 cases at the same time because they're just half assing each one. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, he's grinding in there. And it, like you said, for what? Although he's probably gonna retire early or something crazy. Now, when you say you texted everyone that Garrett Wilson, did you text like Ekmanity and Butthole or Groans? Do you hear from them or no?
I think I did. I texted Ekmanity, or maybe it was Orgrown. No, I think it was Ekmanity. I think it was Groney. Yeah, and Groney.
Now, Orgrown, Tyler, is super active on the trade. Like, he'll text you all day if you want to. At least me.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is he's in my division, so.
Ah, yeah. Trade, so maybe he doesn't great. Text
if you
as much.
Lose your trade, it's doubly bad.
So you've made 4 moves. Nat's made the most of 15. That sounds right. I'm second most
we'll
of
say,
13.
I think at this point we could say Nat definitely won that Devonte Adams trade.
Oh, yeah. 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 Like I said, I can't believe Corman hasn't blamed me for it because I was in the basement that night telling him to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean.
Helped out someone in my division.
Sorry. Ridley has gotten doubled figures once and only over 10, or twice and only over 10 once. Trevor Lawrence has been bad, which has been my problem. That doesn't help. And then, like you said, Damian Pierce has a decent floor, but he's just not a home run hitter. Yeah, that's Corman lost that trade for sure.
But he's still 2-2, and he is projected with the most points every week. But yeah. I feel like this is the year T. Kelsey, it's, you know, I think the T. Swift effect, he can.
He's going to fall off. This year. That other tight end they have, 83, who, funny enough, when you just, at first glance, it looks a lot like Kelsey when he makes a catch. You know, he's cutting in more and more to the workload for sure. So.
Noah Gray? Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
He's got more fantasy points than Kyle Pitts.
I'll tell you, though, Corman's got Hurts and Kelsey, although he's starting Dubes this week.
You know who's been screwed over the most, who I think is going to miss the playoffs, is Kumar. I think he's second in points, and he's like 1-3.
Let's see. Who do you like to see be bad the most? Kumar, Corman, Henry?
I don't derive any joy from seeing Henry be bad.
Okay. No rivalry there.
Yeah, I like seeing Kumar be bad. That's definitely more enjoyable. But that's a tough one between Corman and Kumar. I mean, it's definitely a lot funnier and more fun when Courtman's doing that because everybody gives him shit.
Yeah. So Kumar,
Kumar's that kind of person when he's doing bad, he's like, why does everyone care so much? And then when he's doing good, he's talking about his team.
Yeah, to be fair, Corman, even when he's 2-11, he's still talking about his stick. He's still into it. Yeah. Kumar is second in points and 1-3. He's got Anthony Richardson back. He's got Tyreek Hill, who's been unbelievable. He's got Terry McLaurin playing tonight, who's only got 2 points. That's not a good start. So, yeah, he's probably going to lose again. Three defenses. What are we doing here, Kumar? What are we doing?
I mean, he's got the best wide receiver combination. I mean, Hill and Allen has a lot of points, but teams have figured out, like, we should just stop Breece Hall and let Zach Wilson try to beat us. So that's rough.
Yeah, Allen's on a bye this week, which you know because you have Herbert. So is Ekman, he's won in points by, like, a good amount. Is he for real? Allen, Ayuk has been awesome.
Yeah, I think that's. I feel like the whole league's pretty.
Is Hopkins good?
But ETN, Mostert, yeah, that's good. That is good. I mean, Metcalf's on a bye, so.
Yeah, so he wouldn't be starting Josh Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I don't know if he's the best team though, even though he's clearly won in points. I don't know who's the best team right now, or will end up the best team. I guess we should say.
I mean, the way McCaffrey is playing, like, I hate to say it, but, like, Garber's got a solid team. He only needs, like, I think Chase is going to be doing a lot better from week in to week out from here on out. So he's just.
Okay, so you like Garber's team.
I really wanted McCaffrey. He outbid me for McCaffrey. I would have had McCaffrey, like, I forget what he paid.
Which former team name should come back? Goats, or Goat, whatever he was, Garver, Shmabolic.
Shmabolic.
What was Corman at one point? Corman was DJ Cormination or whatever.
I liked Cormination. Cormination was a good one.
Better than Cormanders?
It sounded like one of those, like, right-wing, you know, talk show... host show names.
On Newsmax? Yeah, Shmabolic's the one that should come back. It's got to be Shmabolic.
That was a classic.
Now, you put full Marta bus. Were you always Marta bus, or at one point weren't you just Marta?
I think somehow Yahoo, I think you're thinking of, like, baseball, basketball, because, like, Yahoo has changed my name. Like, officially to Marta. And so, like, it'll just log in as, like, Marta's team. It'll just automatically create that. And so if I don't change it to Marta Bus. But it's always, technically, it's always been the 2/ after the name.
What about Garver's old, like, speaking of underslashes, his little, like, weird thing with all the, it was like flipping the opponent or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
No. Okay. Victory lap. Better. All right. Anything else for the pod? We're about to reach the half hour mark here, and then we're going to lead into Corman's 3 best and 3 worst managerial decisions of the week.
I don't know. I mean, I'll say I got no warning about this. So I'm doing this pod. Dead sober. And I'm routinely bemoaned is, like, the worst guest.
No, this was one of your better ones, I think. And I think, I mean, not that I'm, like, some audio engineer. I think the audio is going to be better on this one than the past few.
Yeah,
I usually know, and I usually know whether it's, like, worth listening to. So I think it was better for Buenos Aires. All right, dude, come through Ohio in December.
See what I can do.
All right, man. Thanks.
Genius. And now it is time for this week's Light Beer Fantasy Moves of Genius for week 4. We start with the best three fantasy moves of the week. At number three, poop on kids, sticking with Justin Fields and getting 31.9 points in his beatdown of the trash-talking, loose-lip Circle Dirks. At number two, we have a tie between the butthole and Ekmanity, with a nuclear explosion at the defensive position, 27 and 30 points from Dallas and Seattle in a high-scoring matchup, with paper champ Ekmanity getting the win. And at number one, we have Hammer and Hanks getting 32 points from Nico Collins versus that putrid Steelers defense. Our three worst moves of the week. At number three, we have the Marta bus not playing Achan after his blow up in week three. Achan with 25 points on his bench, while Pickens got him four in the flex. At number two, we have the Circle Dirks, riding again with Joe Burrow and getting just 4 points. And the number one worst move of the week, we have Kumarius leaving the Ravens defense on his bench to face the rookie DTR for the Browns. What is the point of having three defenses if you don't then use them versus a rookie in a spot start? I want to take an extra moment to say my true loser of the week, Cleveland Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, a rookie QB playing no game plan, no adjustments, 36 passes, passing on 6 of the first 8 plays of the game. This guy is a total prick, a loser, no accountability. Starting to think, what if the problem was always Kevin all along? The Browns need to move on fast from this guy. And that ends our light beer, real fantasy moves of genius for week 4. There are some developments with the sponsorship, and we will have more information for you on this topic next week. Good luck to all in week 5, except for Garber.
All right. What beer do we have today for us, Corman?
Oh, don't do this.
It's in his mug.
Corman put you up for this.
Winless!
I will murder your mother.
If you had 3 seconds when the bartender comes to you, what beer
do you want? Hey, all right.
Bush Light or Bud Light? What do you think?
Beer Law of 1613.
Been waiting a season and a half to make my appearance, and this is what I get.
We have 9 different Oktoberfest beers.
6 of the beers are
pounded. Oh,
but Seattle's my favorite bar scene.
Drunk. I'm not saying it. People are saying it.
Is that 6 yet?
No, there's no way that guy doesn't get
We like a good beer.
But Radio's very good.
I even like the weirdos.
Count the beers. 2.5 shots.
Hey, we've had 57 beers.
Yeah.
What? I don't even have a sister.
Priceless. Priceless. Oh. That's what we're doing.
Bartoberfest.
61 beers
we
across
also had roofies on the
You dumbass.
French farted on the
no,
podcast.
No, that's
find out what the hell is going on.
Killed the Jaeger dog with a shot.
Collusion, delusion.
So get the matter. Bell danger.
We did it once.
We're like, wait, buddy.
You can drink it a little faster than an Oktoberfest.
You're my sweet, sweet. He's shirtless, he's on the floor. The dude's curled up next to a refrigerator, for God's sakes.
Just kind of a bloated corpse of his old self.
Corbin is laying on the ground.